The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
My guest, Dr. Walter E. Williams, has a PhD in economics from UCLA, been on the faculty at George Mason in Fairfax, Virginia since 1980. For about 6 years, he was the department chairman. Authored over 150 publications, 10 books. His newspaper column is carried in 140 newspapers and a bunch of other websites. His documentary, Suffer No Fools, aired on PBS stations in 2014, and it's based on his extraordinary autobiography called Up From the Projects. Please welcome to the program Professor Walter E. Williams. Walter, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Walter, I have your article, Miseducated or Stupid, up on my website, LarryElder.com. Despite all of your work, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Walter, embracing socialism, Bernie Sanders, I think but for the superdelegates and the manipulation on the part of Hillary, might very well have been the nominee for the Democratic Party in 2016. What the devil is going on?
Well, I think that either a whole bunch of Americans who support socialism, they've been either miseducated, misguided, or either just plain stupid. I mean, one of the things in my column, it's about a survey done by the victims of communism, and in their survey they point out that over 50% of millennials would like to live in a socialist or communist country, and it turns out that people like Bernie Sanders and this young lady, I can't think of her name
Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah, Alexandria,
yeah.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
They say things like, we would like to live in a socialist country. Well, that's the same thing that Joseph Goebbels said back in the 1940s or in the 1930s. He was saying that that he would like to die under Bolshevism rather than capitalism, and that's what a lot of the socialists are saying. And then what qualifies as stupidity is that I believe like 32% of millennials believe that George Bush murdered more people than Stalin. And it turns out that according to various estimates, Stalin is responsible for killing like 62 million people.
Yeah, so
anybody that would equate George Bush, the second George Bush, to Stalin, they just plain they have to be stupid, or either their professors and teachers taught them that kind of myth.
You also point out in your article that 25% of millennials who know who Vladimir Lenin is view him positively. How that?
that's absolutely right. And he was the first premier of the Union of USSR.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, half of the millennials never heard of Mao Zedong, who ruled China from roughly 1949 till 1976. And he's responsible for killing the deaths of 45 million Chinese people.
You write in your column, too, Professor, that when you ask the left to offer up a country where socialism works, they offer Sweden.
I know, but it turns out that when as I point out in the column, that when the tragedies of socialist regime point out these people, such as in Cuba, China, USSR, and Venezuela, they say, well, Sweden is our socialist model. But they're absolutely wrong. And I point out in the column, and I give a reference to it, that Johan Norberg points this out in a documentary, that in a documentary called Sweden's Lessons for America, that Sweden had a fairly brief experiment with socialism, and it lasted about 20-some years, and it ended in disillusionment and reform. And for those socialists in the country, in our country, who love Sweden, it turns out that Sweden now has school vouchers, they have light business regulation, and no minimum wage laws. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that school vouchers and light business regulation and no minimum wage laws are practices that are deeply offensive to Americans, to America's leftists.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.